Johnson, Johnson, Linnell, Linnell, 11854. Seventy-one-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, other as well as hypertensive heart disease with heart failure, paraplegia, cerebral infarction. Paraplegia, cerebral infarction, injury to the unspecified level of the spinal cord. Acquired absence of right leg above the knee, colostomy, chronic osteomyelitis, multiple sites, gastroesophageal reflux, pressure ulcers, and sacral region stage 4, and severe protein calorie malnutrition, period. Patient initially started on hospice on or about May 8, 2024, with a MAC of 44 centimeter and a weight loss of 25 plus pounds, period. Patient currently has a cough with mild sputum production, which I've discussed with the RDON as well as the medical director, and patient is going to receive a prescription for Z-Pak from the hospice pharmacy, period. His KPS is now 30%. He continues to have a cough associated with shortness of breath. Most recent KPS was, I'm sorry, most recent MAC MAC was reported at 41.5 centimeter. He has a Foley catheter in place that requires changing on a monthly basis. His blood pressure today was stable at 140 over 72. He's not using oxygen. His O2 side was 93%, period. He belongs to the American Heart Association Class 4. Regarding shortness of breath with activity and at rest, with shortness of breath, both with activity and at rest, period. He has history of atrial fibrillation. His rate appears to be controlled at this time at between 90 and 95, period. He's receiving wound care for his stage 4 decubitus ulcer, no sign of infection, but he does have has had multiple osteomyelitis sites in the past. Given his current condition and his current progression of his disease, without intervention, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.